79 degrees at 5:04. I'm Alba Lara with WBEZ News. Federal prosecutors are recommending prison time for recently convicted Chicago alderman Willie Cochran. WBEZ's Claudia Morrell reports.
Cochran was convicted on one count of wire fraud for stealing money from a ward charity to fund a gambling habit and to pay his daughter's tuition. In a 25-page sentencing memo, the prosecutor argued Cochran should get at least 18 months in prison. Quote, despite his six-figure salary, the defendant's greed and selfishness drove him to exploit his official position for his own personal benefit. Cochran's attorney had suggested that prison time wouldn't change the culture of corruption at City Hall. Cochran is due in court June 24th to hear the judge's decision. Claudia Morrell, WBEZ News.
Almost a year after Chicago aldermen called for hearings about the policies that govern police stationed in public schools, those hearings will likely take place this summer. This comes after the city inspector issued a follow-up report to a scathing review of the program he released in September. The follow-up report calls out the police department for being slow to reform the Police in Schools program. Officials in North Suburban Lincolnwood say residents no longer need to boil their water before using it for drinking or cooking. The boil order went into effect yesterday after the village's water pumps shut off. Lincolnwood's Public Works Director says the order was lifted after water samples came back clear. The village is still recommending a couple of precautionary steps. The Public Works Director suggests that residents should run their water for a few minutes before use, boil any faucet screens, replace water filters, and throw away any ice cubes that were made from tap water. Checking sports, White Sox host the Yankees again tonight. Cubs and Dodgers face off again this evening in L.A. Our weather tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly after midnight, a low of 63. Partly sunny for both Saturday and Sunday with a chance of rain showers both days and highs in the 70s. Right now it's 79 at O'Hare. It's 5:06. I'm Alba Lara.